So you are going to smell like you're at a bar today. Right? This is one of those campfire type of days, right? Jen Latta joins us from ESPN Milwaukee. Hi, Jen.
It is. Whoa. Out there.
Dramatic.
And the crazy thing is, you know, like, we all learned about the air conditioning on our car, right? And how it can circulate the air inside your car, or it can pull the air from the outside. Do not pull air from outside today. Like, and I know that you can only circulate air in your vehicle for so long, but it's rough out there. And even walking into the building in here, because we have this huge space at the 3rd Street Market Hall, it smells like a bonfire in there as well. I woke up and my air purifier, which sits next to my bed, was churning. I mean, it was working overtime. It said air quality 177.
Right.
Usually it's like 2, you know?
Wow.
So we're in it, man.
Our color today is purple. We're in the purple level. It's very unhealthy. So it's not one of those days where you can kind of get away with it. If you've got any respiratory stuff, you might want to take it easy today.
Yeah.
All right. Got to ask you. I don't know. I'm sure there are people that want to move on. But, Jen, I got to admit, Giannis is going to be introduced today as a Miami Heat player. And am I the only one intrigued by this? I want to watch it. I want to hear what he has to say. I'm assuming he will don a cap to Milwaukee and then pivot, but I kind of want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and I think that you're not alone in that. I think there will be a lot of people affiliated with Milwaukee, Bucks fans, who will be curious. I don't know that everyone will seek it out, but as you know, the algorithms and whatnot sort of push stuff towards you, whether you want to see it or not. So you will be confronted with Giannis in front of the Heat media, and, you know, with the front office sitting there with him, talking about his time in Milwaukee, talking about perhaps why it was time to move on, why it was time for a new challenge. And I think that Bucks fans should be prepared for that. Look, I don't want to be overly dramatic, right? Like, this isn't a divorce. This isn't like, you know, but the relationship that so many people have had with Giannis, have developed with Giannis over his lengthy time here, it's understandable why there might be some feelings today as you see him start his journey. Because what? It happened 2 weeks ago at this point, right?
Yeah.
But he's been overseas. He's been in Greece. And so we knew that the introductory press conference would be delayed. And so I do think that that space between probably has helped some people a little bit. But I do expect there to be some people out there who struggle with seeing Giannis with the Heat today.
Is it a curiosity, you think, or will it be more of a critique session? Because I think that maybe Bucks fans will wait to see what he says about Milwaukee. So what if he gets up there and he says, hey, I've already addressed it. I've already said my goodbyes to Milwaukee. It's time to move on. Do you think Bucks fans will feel slighted or anything like that? Because, again, people are going to pay attention what he has to say. And if they think that he didn't give Milwaukee its due justice, then that's going to be a problem.
I think, Telly, it depends on which stage of Giannis grief you are currently in, right?
Yeah.
If you are anger, denial, bargaining, depression, acceptance, where are you on that
There are
spectrum?
Different stages of grief.
Right,
you're absolutely
exactly.
right.
So, I mean, if you're in the acceptance phase, no, you'll probably be fine with whatever he has to say. If you're still in the anger phase, then yes, you might, you know, look at it more critically and say, you know, he should have, you know, said more about us or something like that. Like, I don't know Giannis personally. I want to be very clear on this. This is all just conjecture based on, you know, watching him very closely, like so many people do, and then using that journalistic that element to it as well. I think he really struggled with it, guys. You know, and we saw that with sort of the way that he didn't want to say what we then found out was happening behind the scenes. And we were all sort of speculating about him not wanting to be here anymore, him having started. The Bucks were never going to be the first person or group, rather, entity in this to start the, is it time to go, Giannis? That was never going to be the case. It always had to come from Giannis. And that's what we tried over and over to articulate to our loyal listeners. And to our point about denial and grief, a lot of people stuck their fingers in their ears, Dumb and Dumber style, and did the la 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 until you know, some of the articles came out that really detailed the steps.
Are you rooting for the Heat?
Okay. I am not rooting for the Heat. But if the Heat find themselves in the championship series, right? Bucks are out, right? Mm-hmm, let's say this is a rebuilding year for the Bucks, but we're seeing great improvement. We're seeing like, oh, I can see a light at the end of the tunnel here for this squad. Wouldn't it make a lot of Bucks fans feel good to see Giannis win that second title? Because that's what drove this whole thing into motion, right? Was this chase for the second title and him believing that he couldn't do it here in Milwaukee. If you're a Giannis fan, I genuinely believe if he's on the doorstep of winning that second title with the Heat, there will be a lot of people rooting for him to accomplish it, because at least it then justifies all of this chaos.
Yeah, it may justify it, but it still doesn't feel good to see somebody else. I mean, see him win a championship in another on another team in another city. I think that kind of fandom goes away now that he will be an opponent. Yes, it'll be a love fest his first couple of times back at Fiserv Forum, but you got to remember, this guy is still trying to beat your team that you root for.
Yeah, and in this simulation, the Bucks are out. Right, yes, the Bucks have been eliminated from the postseason. The Heat are on the doorstep.
Yeah, for
and so
sure.
I think in that instance, you'll see Milwaukee people who are like, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
I want to see him hoist that Larry O'Brien again.
ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Gabin-Chewy. It's Jen Latta. Thank you.
Bye.